Securities offered through American Portfolios Financial Services, Inc., APFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through American Portfolios Advisors, Inc., APAI, and SEC-registered investment advisor. Madison Wealth Managers and American Portfolios are separate and unrelated companies. Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources deemed reliable, but its accuracy and completeness are not guaranteed. Neither American Portfolios nor Madison Wealth Managers accept any liability for the use of the information discussed. Consult with a qualified financial, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Any opinions expressed in this forum are not the opinion or view of American Portfolios Financial Services, Inc., APFS, or American Portfolios Advisors. Information in this illustration has been obtained from sources believed to be reliable and are subject to change without notification. The information presented is provided for informational purposes only and not to be construed as a recommendation or solicitation. Investors must make their own determination as to the appropriateness of an investment or strategy based on their specific investment objectives, financial status, and risk tolerance. Past performance is not an indication of future results. Investments involve risk and the possible loss of principal.
You are about to experience the Planning for Prosperity Show in 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Love is a burning thing.
Let this play out a little bit. Special guest
and it makes
co-host John Daly. I think I even know this one, Mr. Producer. Would this be none other than Johnny Cash? Ding, ding, ding. Once again, I think, I've got to sing, though, too, to get the full, the new point system. Something about Ring of Fire, Ring of Fire, Ring of Fire, burns, 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 Ring of Fire. Now, for those of you who are just joining us, which hopefully everyone is just joining us, happy Sunday. Happy Planning for Prosperity Radio Hour. Welcome aboard. This is none other than Dan Polansky, your host for the hour, as is typically the case. However, today we are without Managing Director Mike Brown. Mike Brown actually will be missing this week's show, which we kid that he is never allowed to miss a show come sickness, vacation, holiday, whatever it happens to be. But he needed to miss a show. So what we did is we went to our talented bench at Madison Wealth Managers and we brought in none other than Senior Vice President John Daly. Welcome, John.
Oh, thanks so much, Dan. You know, just to be called talent and to be off the bench for a change.
Doesn't it feel good to be tremendous. Off the bench, brought in to do a little relief? Doesn't that feel good?
Oh, I can't tell you how good it feels, Dan.
Well, we're glad to have you. We're glad to have you here. Now, first thing, everyone, as we always like to start every segment, phone number in the main office, Clifton Park, New York, Madison Wealth Managers, is none other than 518-348-7770. Once again, 518-348-7770. Now, for those of you who like Mike Brown's Google machine item and you prefer to get on that internet type object, right, that internet type thing, if you will, you can get us www.madison.com. Now, John, for those of you who may go way back with us on this Planning for Prosperity Radio Hour, used to be one of the regular co-hosts. And John, back from a period long, long ago, but not that far back, John was with us when we really developed the Planning for Prosperity education series. Now, here's the most interesting thing, though. What John was instrumental in was really developing the textbooks, right? The textbooks, yeah. Right? The textbooks that really started this whole project, this whole educational project. Now, again, whether it was the estate planning textbook, whether it was retirement fundamentals, investing ABCs, whatever it happens to be, John was instrumental in the development. Now, John, what you know, the direction that this has gone in has gone probably about as far away from the textbook as we possibly can go.
We have moved away from education.
How do you feel?
We have moved away from information and education.
No, what we've moved what we've moved towards, John, as you know, is kind of what we call consumer grade, right? What we call consumer grade white papers, meaning, again, totally bite-sized.
Yep.
Exactly. Bite-sized, super informational, right? Power-packed, again, as quickly as you can read it, you're going to become informed. And again, everyone's time is valuable. We respect that. And again, we know that you love the bite-sized pieces. So that's why we've gone to that. However, I would like to know what it feels like to, you know, maybe have those books on the back shelf, John.
I enjoy those books.
I know you do.
I have a rich library. It smells like mahogany and leather. But what people do have to understand is that we did develop an educational series. I know you guys don't talk about it too much anymore. Mike and I started the radio show about 10 years ago, and then we kind of just transitioned into a different platform. But during those times, we wanted to give the listeners the best information that we could so that when they're meeting with their advisor, their attorney, their accountants, they can ask better questions. And that series is what we call the Planning for Prosperity series. It's 10 different books. It is on Apple. It's an Apple app. It's an Android app. Mm. All the books have been professionally recorded, so you can go on. So all you have to do is give us a call at 348-7770, 348-7770, and we'll give you online access. You can go on. The software is interactive. You can just basically answer a few questions, and they'll say, hey, you know what? This would be helpful. Why don't you listen to Chapter 2 on Medicaid, how to file for Medicaid? Or why don't you listen to Chapter 4 on estate planning and the possible needs of a trust, a revocable trust versus an irrevocable trust? So it is designed to be friendly. It's not as friendly as a bite-sized piece, say, you know, where we just mail you out a two-page or three-page or on a hot topic, but it is as streamlined as we can make, which is in essence a mountain of information. So again, we do give the listeners complimentary access to that. It's 348-7770.
And it's all, you know, John, you bring up a good point in that, you know, again, even though we started with the hard physical textbooks, right? And again, any subject matter, everyone, and you know this.
We still have them.
We still have them. But again, we've made them digital. And you know what, Mike and I, we probably don't talk about that enough because people do like, as you say, I'm sure, and again, you know me, I can't plug in a toaster, everyone. You're well aware. Everyone who's been on the ride with us for the past, you know, past couple of years, you're well aware of my technological shortcomings. But I'm sure, John, I mean, obviously you can play that in the car, do whatever, right?
Yeah, of course. And a lot of people do that. They'll say, oh, you know, I had gone for a drive, a business drive. I was going down to New York when people used to go to New York.
Yeah.
And they'd say, hey, you know, I listened to the estate planning book and, you know, I want to meet with you and my attorney when I come back. And they come in and they ask better questions because they didn't even know what questions to ask.
No question.
And then the other part of it is a lot of times you have an attorney in place and that attorney isn't an estate attorney. They're a general practitioner. And then you start asking them questions and then you start saying, I don't know what you're asking me. Then you probably have the wrong attorney for what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah. And again, everyone, big thank you to all of you. As you know, we like to say thank you and we say it so often. But what I will say is I will add, and I want to underline this, the uptake in the first couple weeks, John, and you know this within the office, the uptake within the first couple of weeks from you requesting sit downs for estate planning work, whether it be what we call the blocking and tackling, right?
Right.
Whether it be your simple will, healthcare proxy, right? Those type items. And or if we want to talk about if you need a trust, and that's a big decision factor, do you even need a trust? And then working through and establishing that trust. You guys have been great just requesting that. And we're so glad because, you know, the key is, John, and Mike and I, you know, again, we go back and forth a lot. And again, we go topic to topic to topic to topic. And again, we're trying to be informative. But if we can't convince everyone to take action, right? That's the most important piece is actually taking action.
And that's why we have an in-house estate attorney now.
Absolutely.
You can come in, and certainly I think that's been a big benefit because it's an actionable event. But I have heard I'll steal it from one of the older attorneys, not the attorney that works with us now, but one of the attorneys from a long time ago. It was a woman who had a very complicated estate plan, and she just didn't want to make up her mind. And she was said, I'm not going to make up any decision today. And she had all these things going on in real estate and stocks and bonds and, you know, happy with some children, not happy with other children. And it was complicated. And she just said, I'm just not going to make a decision today. And I always remember the attorney said, you just made a decision.
Yeah.
Because if you drive home today and something happens to you, you're going to be going by the state rules. The state already has a plan for you. A state already has a contract for you. So just be clear that you did make a decision when you made no decision.
As we always say here, if you don't have a plan, you have the state's plan. New York State's plan in this state. Everyone, go to break, everyone. Guest host John Daly, Senior Vice President John Daly. We're going to talk a little taxes, everyone, when we come back around the bend. Dan Polansky, Senior Vice President John Daly with us. Madison Wealth Manager, so proud to be your Madison Wealth Manager. We'll see you right back.
You are about to experience the Planning for Prosperity Show in 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
I was a highwayman.
A what?
Along the coach roads I did ride.
The voice must be the inimitable Willie Nelson, right?
It's Willie, yeah.
Is it? Oh, you knew it! John Daly's playing along, Mr. Producer, Senior Vice President and Madison Wealth Managers. John Daly is playing along?
I don't know the song, but I know it's Willie.
Something about the highwayman. Do you fancy yourself a highwayman? Is that it? The highwayman? Whoa! There we go. Two out of three points for me in our new scoring system, Mr. John Daly.
All right.
Yeah, you got one out of three. Not so bad, right, Mr. Producer? And John didn't even know he was playing along.
I didn't even know it was a game.
He didn't even know it was a game. Happy Sunday, everyone. As you know, I'm Dan Polansky, your host here, Vice President of Investments at Madison Wealth Managers. Everyone, if you're looking for the voice of Managing Director Mike Brown, he has been silenced this week, and he's in a different place, shall we say. No, only kidding, everyone. He is not being punished. He is not being sanctioned. None of that. He just, for the first time in about 2 years, he actually needed the time off today. So yeah, we granted it to Mike, and he rarely
takes a day off. I'll give him that.
He does do a great job. We keep him working round the clock 7 days a week.
Seven days a week,
most weeks. And, you know, on occasion, we let him have a few hours off. So we went to the bench, everyone, and we're so honored here. We've got none other than Senior Vice President at Madison Wealth Managers. We've got none other than John Daly here this week with us for the Planning for Prosperity Hour. And I'm going to kind of tease it up a little bit, John. And John's background, everyone, he's a master's degree in tax, right? In accounting. This is absolutely your forte, right, John? Your classical training is in accounting on the tax side, right? On the
tax accounting side. Yeah, and I spent quite a few years teaching tax down at Albany. And,
sure.
You know, I enjoy tax.
Sure.
Corporate tax, partnership tax, income tax. I just enjoy it.
Yeah. No question about it. And that's why.
And it is a major piece of people's finances.
Well,
when people come in, if you're not looking at people's tax returns and you're not understanding the big picture, if someone comes in and they say, I have this mutual fund, and someone says, oh, you know what, I have a better mutual fund. That's fine, but certainly they don't understand, or they're not taking the time to understand the bigger picture.
And that's what we've been talking about, John, when we've been talking about the family office, you know, here at Madison Wealth, and what we've really done to bring everything under one roof. And when we're talking about everything, everyone, we are now literally talking about investments. We're talking about insurance planning, both life, long-term care. We're talking about both of those. We're talking about the estate planning with in-house counsel, everyone, in-house dedicated counsel. And now we've added that tax accounting side, John. And, you know, that's...
And the other piece that we've added for 2021 is having an active insured person on site to help people with their car insurance and home insurance and all these things. And the reason why we did that was just for convenience for people, because look, it's such a hassle to shop your insurances. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, I'm guilty of that. I way overpay on my home insurance and my car insurance, because this is one of the things you never get to. You know, of all the things you have to do, do you really want to go get all your policies, go to Allstate, go wherever you have to go, and then hope that you got a good deal.
Yeah, no.
So what we did was we brought someone in who can shop all the companies for the clients and then try to get them the best rates they can. And then understanding that it's in the insurance company's best interest to keep raising your rates every year and hope that you don't reshop and get yourself a better deal. So that's just an extra service that we're trying to provide as part of the family offices at Madison.
Yeah, I would say that, John. I think that's well said. It's just an added service, right?
It's
an added service. We're looking to save you a few dimes. And again, if we can do that, if we can provide right fit, it's terrific, right? It's terrific. It's just more of the true family office keeping all of your financial affairs under one roof, professionally managed with, again, just Mike, myself, John, and the whole team being one phone call away.
Keeping it organized, keeping it simple, you know, so it's not like you go meet your accountant and you say, oh, okay, well, I have to go talk to my attorney. Oh, I go talk to the finance guy. I have to go to, you know, and then, oh, they said I need life insurance. I go talk to somebody else about that. And then as a result, you get in a state where you're really basically overwhelmed. There's so many parties, there's so many moving parts, and then that's when plans don't come together because they just never get executed.
No question, John, no question. And that's what we talk about. We've got to get the rubber to the road, right? We've got to make those two meet and, you know, get the drive going. That's what it's about. It's about implementation. And again, that's what we're doing here, everyone. And you know that. And we thank you for choosing us. So as we always like to do, everyone, easiest way to get a hold of us in the office. Again, this is Clifton Park Main Line, everyone. We have offices now, Queensbury, Houston. We're probably going to be talking about a Florida office maybe sometime soon.
Yeah, we're hoping to.
Hypothetically talking about that maybe. But the main line, Clifton Park, everyone, to get us anytime, day or night, simply leave a message. Sandy and or Rob will get back to you. 518-348-7770. Or if you like the internet thing, Mike Brown's favorite Google machine, it's www.madison, M-A-D-I-S-O-N, managers.com. Now, John, I'm going to say this, and you know this, when we talk, when we sit down, when we have group meetings at Madison, you know as well as I, the number one item in terms of what's moving, what is being discussed on the ground. Because as you know, John, we like to bring that to everyone on these airs, right? Everyone always asks, Dan, Mike, what is being discussed in the office? What are clients asking? What are prospective clients asking? What are callers asking about?
Well, you mentioned Texas, right? Yeah, so we have an office in Houston, and now you're mentioning Florida. So why are we talking about Florida? We're talking about these places because they're tax friendly.
Nailed it. There we go.
Right. And then everybody is, that's the trend. Everybody's heading south. Our clients are heading south. Every time I go down to Florida, I have more and more clients in Florida. Some are new clients from Florida, but most of the clients are from New York that are now migrating to Florida, not just for sunny, warmer weather, but for tax purposes. And, you know, the governor has made many statements about significant tax increases coming to New York State. And now under the new administration, under the proposals, if you take a look, they're looking at our federal rates going higher, you know, maybe from 37 to 39.6. But they're also talking about the capital gains rate is going to 39.6.
So important.
So, you know, what that really means is if you're in New York State and you get charged capital gains in New York State, and then you got charged these higher federal potential rates on capital gains, is that the government, in essence, is taking half of your capital gains from you. So, you know, if you hit a home run and you invested $100,000 and it went to $500,000 and now you have a $400,000 gain, now you're talking about having a 50-50 partnership with the government. They're going to take $200,000, right?
So well said, John. Yeah.
But, you know, it is amazing, right? Because they don't understand what you've really done, in essence, is cut everyone's returns in half, right? So if you had invested $100,000 and it took XYZ number of years at 7% to double, right?
Right, right.
So say it took you, you know, I'll say 100,000 goes to 200,000 goes to 400,000 and then it goes to eventually to 500,000, right? Over say 25 years, and you average a 7% rate of return, and all of a sudden now the government says half of it's ours. Now I've made a 3.5% rate of return. But the government's not participating when you lose. They're not going to give you your money back when your 100 turns to zero. They're not saying, let us give you the 50,000 back. They're not doing that.
Sean, how do you feel about this, really? Could you maybe come clean about how you're feeling about this?
No, I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you listen, the risk level's the same, but my rate of returns are now in half because the government took them from me.
And John, that's how we do it here. We talk very plainly. We tell it like it is, John. And that's exactly what we do, not only on the air, but that's what we do at Madison. We will never, ever, ever sugarcoat anything in either direction. So, and again, it's very, very much appreciated, very much appreciated. So what I will say, John, and I'm going to ask you this, and, you know, as we kind of come to the tail end of this segment, we can go into this a little bit more. John, what are, like, again, when I think of strategies, right, when I think of, okay, here we are in the new year, it's 2021. How are you talking to clients? How are you talking to prospective clients about some strategies that may be available off, you know, again, off top of head, right? Off top of head with respect to maybe mitigating some of those tax obligations.
Well, right now, the tricky part is, be perfectly honest with you, is you don't know. And they're talking about maybe these tax changes being retroactive back to the first of this year. So you might go ahead and say, hey, you know what? I want to do some tax planning right now. Maybe I should be selling some of my gains at the lower brackets before there's any tax changes next year. But they actually can make it retroactive back to this first of this year. So no matter who you are, whether you're, you know, a hedge fund, an endowment, big or small, you're operating in the unknown right now.
And that's, you know, John, and that's an absolutely, absolutely great point, as you say. Kind of the here and now is a big question mark. And I think it's going to be also interesting, as you agree, looking at how markets digest, you know, this potential change.
Well, I mean, the markets have been very much not digesting, right? No matter what the markets say, no matter what happens, you had jobless claims this week's come in again. I think they're up another 161,000, which was a disappointing number. And the markets went up, you know, the markets just kept trickling up. So we're in a point of not digesting the information. I mean, you had a lot of people calling an insurrection and the stock markets went up. So I don't understand, you know, saying how will the markets digest it? Well, stay tuned because they really don't.
We're going to talk with that done. We are going to talk about digestion in the markets, maybe indigestion, right after the break. And with Dan Polansky, special guest John Daly. So proud to be your Madison Wealth Managers, Planning for Prosperity Radio Hour, everyone.
You are about to experience the Planning for Prosperity Show in 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
There's been a load of calm.
Jimmy Buffett? Wayne Newton.
I'm gonna be where the
Olivia Newton-John?
Shining on me.
What is this?
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Do you have any idea, Mr. John Daly?
I don't know that one.
This would be, oh, Glenn Campbell.
I would have guessed it.
That is a Hall of Famer, though. With that, I know nothing about the Country Music Hall of Fame that Mike Brown speaks so fondly of, but I have to imagine Glenn Campbell is one of the inaugural, right? One of the initial members, right? I've got to imagine he was a first ballot Hall of Famer, as we like to say. Happy Sunday, everyone. Dan Polansky. We have a special guest with us. Mike Brown actually needed a weekend off. He needed a day off, which is okay. We've been working him very hard in the office, on the air. We've been working very hard. He can actually get a day off. So it is allowed. So what we did, everyone, what we did is we have a very special treat. We went to our very talented bench at Madison Wealth Managers. Phone number in the office, everyone, 518-348-7770. Again, 518-348-7770. And or Google machine, www.madison, M-A-D-I-S-O-N, managers with an S.com. We went to the bench. We pulled out Senior Vice President John Daly. We brought him in because his background is in tax. He is very fond of tax, right? Tax from a, you know, what do you want to say? A theoretical and both a practical standpoint, right, John? He's a former...
Well, the saying is, right? Death and taxes.
Absolutely right. So we're lucky. We are so blessed, everyone. We're so lucky to have John. I mean, he's classically trained in accounting as a master's in tax as well. So when we talk about deep and talented bench, which, again, we don't do enough talking about that. We don't do enough bragging. But, you know, again, if we want to get a little braggadocious here, you know, we've got John Daly here, and he wants to educate us on maybe some items that we can think about, right, with respect to potentially mitigating, you know, some of our tax obligations, you know, in the coming year. And John, again, we always talk about, you know, kind of, again, whether to look towards some deductible items, yep. right? You know, whether it be, you know, 401k contributions, right? Retirement account contributions. Yep. We always talk after tax, right? We talk about, you know, the potential to do some after-tax investing, right? Whether it be Roth, whether it be traditional brokerage, that sort of thing. But you know what, John, what we also don't maybe address enough, which I know is an area that is so near and dear to you, is that we don't talk about kind of tax deferred mechanisms, right? Like principal protected strategies, right, John?
Absolutely. And we should go into that. I would like to say to the listening audience, we are going to have some CPAs come in on the next few shows, Dan. People really want to come in and give us the real lowdown, people who just work on people's taxes every
day. Yeah, of course.
So we're going to have a couple CPAs come in and talk to the listening audience and give you some tips before you file this, you know, this round. But the next round is going to be much more complicated. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of changes coming in the next year. Obviously, the Democrats control the House and the Senate, really, at this point. So you are looking at some substantial changes. So you really want to do your New Year's resolutions, come in, see us, talk about planning, do a trust if you've been waiting on it, have these documents in place. Don't wait on this. This is really your time. You know, truly make 2021. I mean, look, if you didn't learn anything from 2020, is that anything can happen.
Yeah, well said.
Right? You should have your wills in place. You should have your healthcare proxies in place, and you should have a plan in place. So make this your year. And that's what I would really just advise the listening audience. And we have all the abilities at the office to execute these plans for you. Right?
Yeah. And that's so, you know, John, it's so well said. I mean, and again, when we talk about the family office, when we talk about the ability to coordinate everything in-house. And again, it's just gotten such tremendous uptake, you know, from you listening, from all of our clients, all of our existing clients. And it's just been such a tremendous move. And I think it's what makes us special. It's what truly sets us apart. I mean, you just won't find this sort of structure outside of the ultra high net worth market, John. It just is not, simply put, it's not there. So I'm glad, I'm proud that we can fill that void.
Yeah. And that's why we put it together.
Absolutely.
Right? And, yeah, so call the office, 518-348-7770, 518-348-7770, and just make 2021 your year to get all these documents and all these things that are quite, honestly, they're unpleasant. Who wants to go draft a will? Who wants to have a healthcare proxy? Who, you know, a trust is something that you always put off, right?
Without a doubt.
But you just can't do that. And I think after coming out of 2020, you realize, hey, you know what? I need to have these things organized and in place. This is my year. That's
it. Yeah, no doubt, John. And I've had a bunch of great conversations, you know, with listeners, even this early in the year, John. And you know what? They've all pretty much to a person said the same thing. They actually thank, you know, Mike and I every week. They say, you know, these are items that we've been looking to do forever. And you guys have actually motivated us to take action. And that's, again, some form factor of that comment. So that is what this is all about, everyone. We want to energize you. We want to fire you up and really get you just to take that step. And then once you get within our comfy offices, you're going to see how easy it is and just how it's fulfilling, John.
And before you even do that, if you want to receive a copy, Dan will laugh at me, but we have these soft covered books that walk you through estate planning. Dan reads these before he goes to bed at night. But I think it really helps you ask better questions before you even start the process. And it covers healthcare proxies and wills and irrevocable trusts, what people call Medicaid trusts. And there's a part in the book that I think you guys do just as a white paper that helps you organize your estate. But the name of the book is called Estate Planning, How to Preserve and Maximize Family Wealth. If you could give us a call, we'll drop it in the mail to you. It's 518-348-7770, 518-348-7770.
Yeah, you know what, John? I mean, that's a great job because, again, we don't talk enough about the tax anymore. So it's been a while since we really brought up, again, everyone, these are the foundational textbooks that launched the Planning for Prosperity series. So again, on the trust and on the estate planning side, we have these textbooks for you. And the key is, again, they're entirely free of charge. We even pay for the shipping, and Rob puts together such a beautiful packet. It's worth it. It's worth it, yeah, just to see Rob's packaging alone. It really is, John. I say that half kiddingly, but it's very, very true. So again, if you haven't called in years past and you don't have a copy of the estate planning textbook, again, give us a shout.
One of the things I remember is years ago when the tax laws were all potentially changing, they were dropping the estate tax limit. So, you know, the estate tax limit at one point when we first started in the business, Dan, it was like $650,000.
Yeah, well done.
Then it went to $1 million.
Well done.
Then it went to $5 million. Then it went to $10 million, right? If all of a sudden with the same stroke of the pen, it's $1 million, and say you have $5 million of real estate, you have a camp, an ocean home, you have this and that, all of a sudden you're going to realize, I can't leave this to my beneficiaries because of tax reasons. I didn't do the planning that was necessary. I didn't move these into irrevocable trust when I had a chance. I didn't do what I needed to do. And what happens is, and what happened years ago was, the family has to sell. You have to sell your home on Lake George.
That's what happens, John.
Well, you have to, because you have to pay the tax. So if all of a sudden these tax bills change and you know there's massive change coming now and you don't plan ahead, a lot of those family heirlooms will not be in the family.
Well, I think we've talked about this the last couple of weeks, John, when we're looking at, you know, potential wild cards, right, that could potentially upset the apple cart, right, with respect to markets, right, with respect to markets in this country.
They told you they're going to upset it. They didn't say we're not. We didn't say this is a standard quo. They said this is a time to redistribute wealth, right? Wasn't that what the mayor of New York City said? If you missed it, we are redistributing wealth.
Well, and John, and that's going to be, to me, that's going to be the most fascinating piece, because as you say, we're not even in early days yet with respect to a new administration. We're, you know, there is no new administration at this point, right? We're not even early days. We're starting to hear some rumors, right? Whether it be a monstrous stimulus package, right? Another quote unquote stimulus package, whether it be forgiveness of student loan debt to some extent. We're starting to hear some of these rumblings, right? Of what potentially may be asked for, right? With respect to a presidential agenda. But again, until they are asked for, we really don't know how the markets are going to feel about that. So I think that's going to be absolutely fascinating, John, as we kind of work through this. And again, everyone, if that helps build your framework, please don't avoid thinking about that. In other words, keep that right at front of mind, is that this is, to John's point, right, this is coming. It is coming.
And it's not just the shift in the government. You have to think about how much debt was taken on by the government. Right. Trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars have been in quote unquote free money, free stimulus packages, free this, free that. That money has to come from somewhere. So if you're sitting there and you're in an aggressive tax environment in general because of a political shift, and now you've taken on a massive amount of debt, what logically is going to happen here?
It's John, you're raising all of the right questions, you know, as far as we're concerned. I mean, you're raising all of the right questions. The question, I think, again, the next step is, how do we prepare? How do we start to talk about that? Right. How do we start to talk about preparing our clients, preparing our listeners, preparing our investors for that? What looks like reality?
Yeah, you have to have a plan. And you have to execute the plan.
Undoubtedly. Now, John, that kind of brings us, you know, to break, where we're getting there slowly but surely here. We've gone through a nice piece of the show, John, and you're kind of playing along with the musical interludes. And I like that. Your scoring is good. We're going to keep it rolling. We're going to see what Mr. Producer has for us after the break, everyone. And I think, you know, John Daly's doing a pretty good job.
I'm rusty. Haven't done it in years.
But I don't think, you know, listen, I'm not even talking.
It's like riding a bike.
You're right back in there, right back in the hot seat, rolling down the road, everyone. Dan Polansky, special guest, John Daly, Senior Vice President of Madison Wealth Managers. We shall see you right after the break, everyone. Thank you for joining Planning for Prosperity Radio Hour.
are about to experience the Planning for Prosperity Show in 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
About the power of the dollar and the people with white
special guest John Daly. Do you have any guess?
Old American way.
Wow.
What a voice, whomever this may be. Must be a Hall of Famer. I'm sure. Is it, Mr. Producer? Would this be a Hall of Famer?
Some slick where the suit walks up.
Oh, this is a Michael Brown favorite. Hank Williams Jr.? Oh, he must be in the Country Music Hall of Fame, right? Has to be. Has to be. Happy Sunday, everyone. You can kind of get a feel for what we did this week with Mr. Producer's help, everyone. I'm none other than Dan Polansky, Vice President of Investments at Madison Wealth Managers. We do not have Michael Brown this week. He actually did need a day off from the show after about 2 straight years of whipping him and pulling him in here by his teeth, getting him through hair and makeup, John, which is the most... most difficult. It really is. It's the most difficult piece with none other than managing
director. Not necessary for radio so many times. Like he has too much pride.
He just loves his hair and makeup, everyone. And you can see with none other than Senior Vice President John Daly here, who his background, everyone, as you know, if you've been through the hour with us, and thank you so much for joining us again. Again, as always, John's background is in tax. He's formally trained in tax. He has a master's in taxation. And again, he's just one example, really, of the talent that we have on board here, everyone. And, you know, John, we have a client, you know, within the office, you know, Steve on the West Coast, who's a distinguished professor of marketing over at a West Coast institution. And he loves the show. He listens every week. And you know what he always tells us, John? And you'll understand this. He said, you guys don't brag enough. You don't talk enough. Don't talk enough about the advantages of the family office, how special that is. You don't talk enough. You have such a talented bench. You don't talk enough about them. So I think it's great to be able to bring you on air, where, you know, bring others on air from time to time. And again, just kind of, you know, let the talent show itself out, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, we do have a lot of great people. There's no doubt. In the
Absolutely.
Office. We do have a full family office at this point, but I mean, you know, all of us, I think, have paid our dues to some degree. You know, like I went to graduate school for accounting. You did your MBA, you know, undergraduate in economics. You know, Jim's got his MBA. You know, there's CFPs in the office. There's SEMAs in the office. There's lawyers.
It's all floating around. Right.
It's
right
here. I don't know. I guess we don't ever really talk
we
about
don't.
It.
We don't.
But I would assume that we would have those things.
Well, yeah, but John, wait a minute. Whoa. Let's take a step back there, Nelly. Hang on 1 second. And first and foremost, phone number in the office, 518-348-7770. Again, 518-348-7770. Or if you like the internet thing, it's www.madison, M-A-D-I-S-O-N, managers.com. Now, John being with us, and he was one of the founders of the original Planning for Prosperity series, which really, everyone, it really revolved around textbooks. And when we say textbooks, we don't mean 600-page monstrosities. We mean, you know, about 150 pages of easy to read, easy to consume. Just not the typical, again, not the typical consumer-grade white papers that we've kind of moved towards that you all love. But with that said, I think it is great because John was, again, he was one of the developers of these particular books and bringing these books to you, everyone. They're free of charge. So again, if you haven't grabbed a copy, again, we're going to stick with it. And I know John's got a copy of the estate planning book right in front of him today. Grab a copy of the book, just thumb through it, you know, thumb through it, or again, read it cover to cover, whichever. I mean, it really was designed for you. So again, entirely free of charge. And I think it's great, John, that you brought that with you today and just reminded everyone that we do have these and they were kind of the foundation of this whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, understanding, you know, do you need a power of attorney, a healthcare proxy, a will, a living will, a trust, an irrevocable trust, how to organize yourself. You know, just the basics that, you know, if something happens to you and you didn't do any of those things, at the very least, you're leaving quite a mess for whoever is coming in to try to clean it up.
That's probably the nicest way to put it, right, John? That's probably the absolute, let's say, friendliest way to put it. What I do want to do, John, as long as we have you here, you know, for a few more minutes this hour, what I do want to do is really ask you, because I know that, again, along with Mike, again, you're as good as it gets in my mind with respect to designing, you know, kind of advanced planning pieces, advanced planning strategies around client dollars, right? When it comes to either principal protection, right?
Yeah.
Protecting the value of your portfolio in down markets, as well as ensuring you have upside in up markets, right? And also what we'd like to talk about too, John, is, again, guaranteed withdrawal rates in an environment where income is certainly hard to, you know, certainly very hard to come by. So maybe, John, what I would do is say, as long as we're talking tax, we're really building with respect to your background, talking about it this hour, why don't you just talk a little bit about maybe a tax advantage or two that comes kind of with one of these strategies?
Yeah. Well, when you talk about tax deferral, so many of these investments are tax deferred. And what you're really looking for is a different way to invest where you're still growing. I mean, we talked in the last segment about the capital gains rate. Just on the federal side, they're talking about raising that to 39.6. And then you throw in New York state tax. Now you're looking at forfeiting half of your gains.
Absolutely.
In capital gains. So if you could have something that's tax deferred that acts like an IRA, deferred meaning it's taxed when it comes out, that can certainly be your advantage because you're getting compounding over the years. If you own a typical mutual fund that's just paying out capital gains, you owe tax as it's buying and selling stocks. If you could defer all those gains into the future and only pay ultimately if you take the money out, you can see a lot more growth.
And own the same funds, right, John? I mean, therein is what we really want to get to is own the same funds, everyone. And John, this is really interesting because Mike and I talk about this all the time, and I know where you're going to come back at me on this, right? I know where you're going to come from too, and it's going to be Mike's point of view as well. If I have, which we look at all the time, right, John? We look at, again, these quote-unquote wrap mutual fund accounts, right, where you have the mutual funds, right, that have their, again, kind of their own internal management structure, right? And they, again, they charge for that, which they should, right?
Yep.
And then your favorite advisor is putting a wrapper around that where there's this next level of fees, right, this next level of fees. And I can own that same basket, right, John? That same identical basket of mutual funds. And, oh, by the way, maybe protect my principal? Maybe protect my principal and or maybe guarantee some income, guarantee withdrawal rate around that?
Yeah.
Is it even, John, is it a fair fight anymore?
No, I know. And again, I own a lot of these things in my own portfolio. And a lot of times they fall under a bad word, right? They're going to fall under the word annuity. Mm-hmm. But annuity is such a broad term. And if you don't know that, these people who sell you on commercials, they just try to say, oh, annuities are bad. But annuity is a broad term. It's like saying insurance. Insurance is bad. But a lot of these in structures right now, and they're the very few investments I've ever seen, they're actually coming in at zero fees.
There you go, John.
And why would they be zero fees is because the SEC or the regulators look at them and say, look, the deal is the deal. Whether that company is XYZ Insurance Company, whether it's a Bright House, whether it's a AXA or a John Hancock, or whoever it is, they're coming to you and say, here's the deal. You stay with us for a certain number of years, we'll give you 125% upside. So if your money goes up 125%, you fully participate with the market. But if you lose 25% of your money, we'll give it back to you. So what does that mean? If I had $1 million invested and the market went up 125%, right? I have $2,250,000 at the end of XYZ years, 5 years, 6 years, whatever years it is.
And you're more than thrilled.
And I'm more than thrilled because I got every dollar of market upside. If my million went down to $750,000, they give me my $1 million back. If my investment went from $1 million down to 700, they give me my $250,000 back. But here's the other great part. I now have my money back when the market's down. So if the markets are low, I have my buying power back, or most of my buying power back, to now rebuy the market while it's lower.
Great planning point.
Right? So from a dollar cost averaging standpoint, it works. And if you're looking at a 5 or 6 year period, something like that, the odds of the market being up more than 125%, which you would say, geez, I really regret only making 125%, I would say are pretty slim. But when you're looking on the downside protection and you see where the markets are and you look at the world around you, protecting your principal, I would think would have a real value.
Makes a lot of sense. And John, I think, you know, to kind of take one step back, because you brought up a great point there, is that, you know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of even investment managers, they're scared to mention the word annuity. And I think the reason is this, John, is that, and we're going to lean on Mike a lot this year, really, with respect to educating all of us, again, with his expertise in this field, right? He's going to educate us as to why we shouldn't be scared of the term annuity. And I think, John, a lot of it is just really simply put is that these investment products have gotten infinitely better than what they were, right? From a investment optionality standpoint, right? And also a fee standpoint from even just 5 years ago, John.
Oh, right. But also, there's good and bad in anything.
Absolutely, 100%.
And this is the broadest term ever, you know, when you're talking about annuity.
Absolutely right.
You go to the bank, they say, hey, I'll give you an annuity. It pays a little bit better than the CD. You win the lottery. Do you want a lump sum or do you want a series of payments, right? That's an annuity.
An annuity, right?
I mean, there's a million different types of annuities and there's different companies and different structures, but these are some of the most, by far, most cost-effective ways that you can invest and protect your asset and have tax advantages.
And that's the key, John, is, and again, everyone, you know, we're kind of wrapping up the hour here, and we had special guest John Daly. We had none other than Vice President John Daly, Senior Vice President John Daly over at Madison Wealth Managers. And I think really what it did is, again, it gave us an opportunity to get John on the air, get John talking about taxes, get John talking about tax deferral, talking, again, just kind of whetting your appetite for what we can do in-house at Madison. And again, it really is that simple. And you guys all get the feel over these airs. Everyone here is approachable. This is not, again, it's really what we strive to bring you. It is just such a great group. And that's when you have your own practice, right? When you have your own office, when you have your own business, that's what you can do. You can bring the dream team together, John.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that people have to keep in mind is how important fees are that you brought up earlier, Dan. You know, if you get a 5% rate of return versus a 2% rate of return, a 2% difference, so your money doubles at 7% every 10 years. So if your money, if you start with $250,000, in 10 years it goes $250,000, $500,000, $1 million, $2 million. If you get a 5% rate of return because you paid a 2% fee, you didn't have to pay, you miss the last double. The last double from the million to 2 million, you missed it. So if you can sit and invest in tax advantage products, get rid of that 2% fee and protect your downside, how can you lose on that deal?
How can you lose when you have John Daly, Senior Vice President, in the office? Thank you so much, John. Get us in the office anytime, everyone. Madison Wealth Managers, 518-348-7770. Let's bring Mike Brown back. No offense, John. Let's bring Mike Brown back. Thank you so much, everyone.